boys and girls, and everyone else in between. Welcome back to this, another episode of the Listen Boys and Girls podcast with me, Donna Gales. I am your teacher's aide in this classroom of life and your chief storyteller in this Listen Boys and Girls podcast experience. I am thankful, I am happy, I am blessed. And here we are again on another Freedom Friday. I'm so thankful for freedom. As this year continues to evolve and share with us lessons that are good for our movements forward, I am so thankful for revelation that causes restoration. We have, many of us, I will say, have experienced so many things up to this point in our lives that have challenged us and changed us and even offered to us experiences that we never knew we needed. And some of them we never even wanted. But it is because we're able to come to this place of recognition. My tongue stopped working there for a minute. Recognition and reconciliation. There were two thoughts coming together in my head, and so I'm thankful for your patience. But as we are able to reconcile the things that we've experienced with the things that we now know, we're able to extract the lessons from those experiences, and we can, if we choose, minimize the hurtful impact of those things at times because our perception has changed. Can we go back in the past and literally change the experience? Of course, we cannot. However, we can, through our liberty and our freedom and our ability to choose a different perspective, we can go back and see the situation differently, offer ourselves and others some grace, and move forward differently. I'm so thankful for just getting new information. I remember talking to a friend group and we were talking about triggers, and most of us are familiar with triggers and what it means and what it looks like for some of us. And what we started to talk about was a new term, glimmers. It might be new to some and older to others, but it was very powerful nonetheless, because just as there are things that can impact us negatively and take us negatively to an experience by an action sparking a response, there are glimmers that do the equal opposite. There are things that are shown up in our experiences that let us see things differently, that let us experience a spark of joy, a spark of hope, a spark of positivity, as opposed to that spark that triggers us to a negative outcome or emotional experience. And so today, just briefly, I am popping in on this Freedom Friday with a nugget for us to remember. And today, I am celebrating freedom from anger. I can honestly say that I have, over the years, experienced anger in so many different ways, and rage even. And I have been encouraged to evaluate those things over the years, and I'm thankful for arrival at this place that came after several years of conversations and therapy and experiences, and God has allowed me to understand what many have known all along, is that anger is really oftentimes hiding a different emotion, a different response. It is because anger is so prevalent and anger is so widely accepted, because many people experience anger and it is relatable. People don't often question or dissect anger appropriately. Not to say that there aren't things that we should be angry about. Sometimes there definitely are things that anger us, that bring us to a point of boiling because of whatever we are experiencing, whether it be injustice or whether it be an attack or whatever brings us to that feeling. However, I have to share with you something my brother shared with me some time ago, and he said that mad or anger is sad's bodyguard. And I thought about that. We were processing information about ourselves and our siblings as we looked at my mom's decline and continued experience with her end-stage processes, her terminal illnesses, both the congestive heart failure and the renal disease. And so as we are seven children or siblings, as it were, we all had a different response to all that was happening. A lot of times when we aren't really free to experience every emotion individually, process it and respond to it individually, sometimes we're able to choose one, right? Sometimes we, by default, go into a comfort zone. And for many of us, anger is the comfort zone because it doesn't really require you from the surface perspective. It doesn't require you to dig deeper. If you're mad, you're mad. And then you can always equate something surface to why you're mad or angry or why you're experiencing this certain thing. And so it's easy to justify, especially in a situation where others could definitely see why you would feel this way, and when others have been in the same or similar situation and they affirm your position of anger. So it's easier to be angry than it is to be hurt or devastated or rejected or ashamed or insecure or scared. It is easier to be angry. And so many things are manifested in anger that the other emotions don't allow us to express or experience. And so I just wanted to share with you today the goal of freedom from anger and freedom to experience every emotion in truth that we experience, because we are better for that experience than we are hiding in anger. And so I am just thankful. I'm thankful, and I do affirm that the more gratitude we express, the more we have to be grateful for. And I'm thankful, grateful for this movement forward and freeing ourselves from the things that have us weighed down and heavily burdened and unable to experience the light and airy feeling of freedom. Just to be able to take a deep breath, a sigh of relief. There's so much relief in freedom. When we are dealing with oppression in any way, when we are experiencing a framework that seeks to diminish or push us down, it is so traumatic. But it is not our Creator's desire for us to live in that way. And what I have learned is that anger is a prison in and of itself. When we continue to allow our secondary emotions or our emotions that we won't allow to be primary, to be seen, felt, heard, experienced, processed, and responded to correctly, we imprison ourselves with the accompaniment of anger. Anger robs us of so many things. I've looked at myself in situations where I went from 0 to 100 in less than 60 seconds because of the hurt or injustice or disrespect or all of the things that feel so terribly in the moment that you may not have the language to express in that moment. So it is infuriating at times to feel all of those things with no real expression for it. And so I encourage you, as I had to encourage myself over the years, to get the proper assistance, to get the help that you need, to do what is necessary to be where you need to go. And I don't know who else needs to hear this message, but I was reminded how Thanksgiving in the face of anger changes the situation. I know that we all respond differently, and even anger looks differently for all of us. But if we are honest with ourselves, and I pray that we strive to be honest with ourselves and others, if we remember that we're human and it's okay to feel how we feel, we have to process it. We have to understand it. We have to sit with it sometimes, and we have to move in a healthy way through it. Without doing that, we imprison ourselves with the things that aren't intended to keep us stagnant, that aren't intended to paralyze us, that aren't intended to immobilize us. We are supposed to move forward. We are supposed to be a part of progression. We're supposed to have different experiences. But if we don't allow ourselves to feel all of the things on the spectrum of emotion and really respond appropriately and healthily, we will never have the richness of the life that we're intended to have. And I, for one, can honestly say I have let fear and anger, hurt, and resentment rob me for far too long. And it was because of two things: not acknowledging that all things are in God's control. That in and of itself has changed my perspective in such a way, because no matter what is done, no matter what is felt, no matter what is perceived, no matter what is attempted, everything is under God's control. And again, I never try to make anyone believe what I believe. I just believe it myself and share with others my experiences. I know for me that my life is under God's control, and nothing that happens can happen without His permission. And so if my response to something is anger, I have to take that to Him so that He can show me what I'm really feeling and He can resolve what's really happening. And that has been so powerful and life-changing for me, because He does not desire for us to live in negative emotion and experience that keeps us from moving forward. And that is exactly our enemy's plan, to keep us in a spiral of things that doesn't produce any fruit, that doesn't produce any light, that doesn't produce any productivity. That's the goal, to keep us stagnant, to stop our progress. But I declare today, on this Freedom Friday, that we will be free of all hindrances, and that He will remove every obstacle. And no matter what we need, it is already provided. As you all know, my commitment for this season is to keep it brief, to keep it powerful, and to keep it transparent. We're all human. We're all growing. We're all moving. But we can't move as far forward without freedom. And so today, I declare for myself and for you, freedom from anger, and liberty in love and peace, and guidance through this process that brings us to the desired end. And as I always say, if you listen, boys and girls, it just might change your world. It is changing mine. And I will remind us every time to continue to shine. We are intended to freely shine. And that's what this year is about. Shining freely with our freedom. Shining freely with our freedom from anything that is intended to oppress or depress us. We are free. We are free. We are free. I hope and I pray that you have a wonderful weekend and an extraordinary start to another week. And I will check in with you next Freedom Friday. Bye.